Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 19th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksubas, Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Yud. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous one, and it continues to teach about blemishes that are found on a husband, where everybody agrees one has to divorce the wife. They can be forced. Ve'elu shekofi noison lahoitzi. The following blemishes will that occur to a husband will lead to us forcing him to divorce. In other words, we can't expect any woman to tolerate them. Mukeshchin. Mukeshchin means literally struck with boils. Person who is a metzora. Husband became leprous. Oval polyphus, or he became polyphonat. Polyphus is where a person has a growth in the nose that makes the breathing very difficult. The Gemara explains that it results in very bad smells coming from his nose. Bahamakamets, person who has a job of collecting dog manure for tanning or leather tanning purposes. Bahamatsorif nechoshes, or person whose career or job is to cut the copper from the copper quarries. Vahabursi, person who is a leather tanner. All these jobs make the person who does them very, very smelly. A very bad smell comes from them. Bain shohayubam, whether these blemishes or these career paths have been on them, actually nisu, before they had marriage, before they were taken into the house, the woman didn't know about it, or ven mishanisu not, or whether they occurred after she's been taken to his house and married with chuppah. Nevertheless, since a woman is not able to, it should not be expected to bear such blemishes, we force the husband to divorce her. For al kulon, and concerning all of these blemishes that we learned just now, Omer Rabbi Meir says, afal pisha hisna ima, even if she made a condition with her, or he made a condition with her before marriage, and he said, listen, I've got this and this, I have this tzaras, or I have this job of collecting dog manure, or all these other things that, and he told right at the beginning, he made a condition. He said, I'm marrying you on condition that you will still be happy with this. Yechola hishtoma, she can still say, after the nisuin, after he's already now married to her, she can say, look, Savura ho yisi, I thought, Shani Yechola lekabel, I thought I'd be able to bear it, Vachshaveni Yechola lekabel, but now, look, I see I can't take it. And therefore, she is absolutely entitled to demand a get from him. This is the opinion of the Tanakama, the Avraham Rabbi Meir. Brachachamim Oimrim, Mikabela Si Al Karcha. No, she has to accept it against her will. All these blemishes, anything that was on her before she was married to him, and she knew about it. All these blemishes that were on him, I should say, and she knew about it. And for sure, if he explicitly made a condition with her, I'm marrying you on condition that I have this and this blemish, and she agreed, she cannot say later on, I can't bear it, I can't take it, and therefore I demand a divorce. She cannot say that, except two cases where even the Chachamim agree she can say that. A case of literally struck with boils, or when she's struck with tzaras, or maybe Pnei Shema Mamakata, Mukeshchin. Why is Mukeshchin? Mukeshchin or Tzaras, Pnei Shema Mamakata, because as a result of that, as a result of having relations with her or with him, it can be dangerous for him because of his condition of being Mukeshchin, of having this Tzaras or having these boils. It can actually rub the flesh away, and it can result in danger. It can be actually dangerous for her. And then, even if she wants to stay with him, we wouldn't listen to her, and we would force the get, even say the Chachamim. And the Loch is indeed like the Chachamim, only in the case of Mukeshchin would we actually force a get. Maisa b'tzidon b'bursi echad shemaisa. It was a story in Tzidon that occurred to a leather tanner who had died without any children, but he left a brother alive. And there was a brother of his that was alive, and he was a leather tanner as well. And now the widow needs to have Yibu Mochalitza done. Amr Chachamim, the Chacham said, Yechayla Hishatimar, she, the widow, can say, Lachicha Hisicha Lekabel. She can say, look, your brother, your deceased brother, I was able to tolerate his condition, and I could take that, or his panosa as a leather tanner, I was prepared to do it. Ulacha Eini Yechal Lekabel. But for you, to be married to you under that type of a career, I cannot take it. I'm sorry, I don't want Yibum. And she doesn't. And there, in that case, he's not permitted to give her Yibum. He would give her instead Chalitza and give her a Ksuba as well. Perek Shemini, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha she'nafla la nechasim. What happens if a woman was handed down properties as a Yerusha or as a Matana? Actually, Tisaris, before she had Kiddushin. Beshameo Besilel, Moedim Besham Sil, both these schools agree, there's no machlekes, Shemacharis v'nosenes, that she's allowed to freely sell or give away these properties that she received after, that she received, and she can sell them, Shemacharis v'nosenes, she can sell them or give them away after she's had Kiddushin, as long as she hasn't yet had Nisuin, as long as she's not yet in the house of the husband. She can sell and give away as much as she wants. V'kayom. And whatever she does is valid. It's an absolutely valid transaction. And the Orus, that means the husband who gave a Kiddushin, cannot have any rights to them. That's it. Completely out of his hand. That's where the properties came to her before she had Kiddushin. What happens Noflulam Mishenisos? What happens if she received properties after she had Kiddushin? Someone died and left her in a bunch of property. What happens then? Beis Shama, and this happened after she had Kiddushin. Beis Shama, Yemri Mitimka. Beis Shama says she can still sell as long as she's an Arusa. She's still able to sell them. She's not yet had Chupa, she's not yet into the house of the husband, and she can sell it. She should not. We don't want her to sell these properties because since she came into them or she came over possession of them after Erusin, Erusin makes what's called a sophic. It's like a sophic, a doubtful whether she's really married him or not. Maybe there won't be any delay and any obstacle, and maybe they'll go through with Nisuin. So therefore, the husband has already sort of got some sort of an ownership over it, and therefore, don't sell, says Basil. We advise her not to sell. But if she did sell, Eilu Eilu Moedim, both Basil and Bisham agree, Shemizam Machar Benas Nakayo. If she did go ahead and sell or give it away, it is valid. It is valid. She can do that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. They said before in front of Gamliel, look, if a man is zochen his wife, she becomes his possession when he gives a kiddushin, her out megadashesli, right? He's mekadisha, she's his wife. Lo yizke ban chasim, surely he should be able, shouldn't he be zochen to acquire her properties? Why can she sell it? Why can she sell it? It doesn't make sense. That's what the students said in front of Gamliel. Amalahen Ram Gamliel said, Al hachadoshim onuboshin, on the earlier properties, the new properties, the more recent ones, the ones that she gets after Nisuin, even that we embarrassed, we don't agree, we find it hard to accept the halacha that we will soon see in this Mishnah, that if a woman sold them, her husband can recoup it, even that we find hard to understand, the chadoshim, but you want to say that this applies even in a case of the older properties, i.e. the properties that she got before she was married. You want to tell us that if she sold them when she was in Arusa, you want to say she can't do it? Why not? Even the Chadoshim, we don't understand. The ones that she got after this, so I don't understand why she can't say it. So, for sure, and you want to even go to the Yeshonim. Yeshonim, old ones, means the ones that she received before she got Nisuin, you want to say that she can't sell it? Says the Mishnah further, Noflu lo, what happens if she came in possession of Perush, of as Yerusha or as a Matana, of properties, Mishen Nisais, after she already had Nisuin? Then Eilu v'Eilu Moedim, both Besham Besil agree, Shemachar v'Nosna Shabal Mezudah L'Yad L'Kuches, that if she did sell and did give away these properties, it's invalid. the husband can come along and take away the properties from Kuches, give them back the money and take the properties. The nechosim that she got after Nesuim are basically under the jurisdiction of the husband. And if she sells them and gives them away, the husband can come along and say, you had no right to do it, and he can come back and reclaim it from the Lekuches or from the people who received a present, if it was a present. Yes. The Gemara explains that since these properties are nechse milug, Nichsem lug means they're properties that the husband can eat the fruits of, literally pluck the fruits of them. Where the body of the properties, the guf of the properties, belongs to the ruisha, and the husband just eats the fruits. Therefore, while the wife is alive, the husband can take away from any lukuches the fruits that are just the fruits, but not the actual property itself. But if she dies in his lifetime, then he would be able to take out from the lekuches, from people she sold it to, even the body of the, even the actual nechosim. She should be able to do that. Says the Mishnah further, Ad shelo nisais, if these properties came to her before nisuin, v'nisais, and then she got married, she had chuppah, and he took her into his house. Then Rav Gamliel omer, imachra v'nasna, if she sold anything then, kayam, her deeds are upheld. It's a valid transaction. Omer Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Omer Lefinar Gamliel, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, hoil v'zocha b'isha, if he's definitely acquired a wife, all right, after Nisuin, there's no question, she's now part of him, she's part of his property, if he's koina her, le'izka ben chosim, should her not be zocha in the properties? In other words, how can you say that if she sells it and that, that it's valid? This is already after Nisuin. Soon she becomes completely his. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Gamliel answered back, Alach Adoshim Anum Boishim. We do not even see fit. We do not understand the halacha that we said before about the new properties, in other words, that came to her after Nisuin, that if she sold them, that we say the husband can take it away. Even that we find hard to understand. Even though those properties are fairly new, she got them after Nisuin. Elo she'ata megalgal and lenas hayishanim. And you want to say that even the older properties, meaning properties that she got before Nisuin, that you want to say that she can't sell it? How could that be?